In yesterday's talk, we looked at how Jesus started the New Testament Lord's Supper, got everything in place for them to go into that upper room and have the special meal. Basically, Jesus told his disciples, go into the city, find a guy, follow him, and you'll find a place hidden, waiting just for us. Basically, Jesus had a guy. He had a guy. And so he set everything up. Well, now we're in the room. We're in the room with the disciples. Jesus is eating the meal that's been prepared by those disciples. Now, a couple of things that they're eating lamb roasted over the fire, bitter herbs that make your mouth just pucker up and go nasty facial expressions when you eat it, and also bread made without yeast. These are some of the things that they ate during this meal. Now, I'm going to actually talk on that on day 5, come back. Kids, that's called foreshadowing, to find out the pictures behind why those things were there. But they're eating this meal. They're hanging out, and all of a sudden Jesus says something. He says, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. Now, as soon as they hear this, of course, this is just destroys the conversation. Imagine you're at your next holiday meal. Aunt Irma stands up and says, I tell you the truth, one of you is trying to kill me. If that actually happened, you'd probably stop your conversation and look directly at her and go, what in the world is going on? And the disciples did the same. They stopped their chatter that's going around and they looked directly at Jesus and they're just confused. Now, put yourself in that room. If you're in that room and Jesus all of a sudden says, I tell you the truth, one of you would betray me. Wouldn't you instantly go, whoa, oh, Jesus, whoa, not me. I totally wouldn't do that. But that's not what the disciples say. When you read scripture, one by one, each one of the disciples looks directly at Jesus and says, surely not I, Lord. You don't mean me, Lord. And they say it with a question. Shouldn't they have known? If tomorrow a police officer shows up at your school or at your work and busts in all angry and says, I tell you the truth, one of you stole my police car. Would you literally need to stand up and go, well, surely not I, police officer. I mean, wouldn't you know? You'd think the disciples would know, but they don't. Because each one of them have something that you have. Each one of them has something that I have. And we all have doubts. We all have questions. We have things that don't add up, that don't make sense to us in the Bible. And I'm telling you that as a pastor, a person who studied the Bible, because well, there's a sinful nature inside of me. It's fighting constantly against the faith that the Holy Spirit has given to me. And so there's a struggle, there's this doubt, there's this, I don't get it, God. And I'm sure you have that too. And tell you, this side of heaven, we're all going to have it. We absolutely will. Because think about it, if we could take God, all the greatness, the grandeur that is God, and put God neatly into little boxes, and we can understand every aspect of him, well, then how great is he? How amazing is he? And so we're going to have doubts. We're going to have questions. And let me tell you, I've had person after person that has come into my office when I served as a pastor of a church in Florida. And now I serve as a pastor at a school in Minnesota. And same thing. I've had person after person, student after student, come in and say to me, I don't know if I have faith anymore. I have all these questions. I literally have all these questions written out. And you know what I told them? That shows you do have faith. In fact, that shows you have big, bold, beautiful faith. Because faith wants more of a relationship with God. Faith desires to learn about God and have God grow in your faith and in your heart. And so I'm telling you right now, if you've got doubts, if you've got questions and you want those answers, that's why you're watching this. You've got faith. Bold, beautiful faith. And the thing with faith is, it doesn't matter how big your faith is, how strongly you understand God, how strongly you are holding on to God. The thing about faith is about how powerful your God is and how strong your God is and how strongly he's holding on to you, and God will never, ever let go. That's a truth that the disciples were starting to learn. And that's a truth I hope you continue to grow in. Come back tomorrow. We're going to go back into this room again. We're going to see what happens after each one of those disciples says, "Surely not I, Lord." And I'm guessing you might not know the answer. I'll see you then.